For Anaheim mayoral candidate Ashley Aitken, it's all about the economy. As the November 8th election approaches, Anaheim mayoral candidate and businesswoman Ashley Aitken said she wants to prioritize economic development in the city. "The most important issue for me is restoring Anaheim as the economic powerhouse of the region," Aitken told the Epoch Times. "To achieve such a goal," Aitken said, "it is important for the city to keep supporting its resort district because it is both the largest contributor to the city's economy and an important financial engine for Orange County, especially with its annual 25 million tourists." She also said it's important for the city to focus on growing new industries for today's needs, like technology, medical devices, and green energy. "We haven't made a grand push to replace with the industries that are growing in today's environment," she said. "Doing so will require some streamlining," she said. "We can be a better partner with businesses to cut unnecessary red tape, to make it faster for people to get permits, and to get projects approved," she said. Besides growing the economy, Aitken said, if elected, she wants to address homeless issues in the city by working on long-term solutions to help those individuals be independent again. "We cannot just throw good money after bad, but actually equip people with the skills to move on and become productive members of society," she said. Anaheim has the highest homeless population in Orange County, with over 1,000 living on its streets and in shelters, according to the county's 2022 point-in-time count. She said it is important to provide proper resources, like mental health classes, sobriety programs, job training, and computer skills, to help the homeless population according to their individual needs. At the same time, according to Aitken, laws must be followed to ensure a safe environment for all. "If we happen to have people that are service resistant or are not interested in moving on the path to independence, we need to empower our law enforcement and our city officials to enforce our laws," she said. She additionally said she will make sure police have the funding, staff, equipment, and training they need to succeed. "If people don't feel safe leaving their home, using their parks, or walking to and from work, then we're not doing the basic duties that a municipal government is supposed to do," she said. She also said it is crucial the city's fire department has enough equipment and staff to battle worsening wildfires. "We have the same size fire department, with the same size staff, as we did in 2008, even though we know they're getting about twice as many calls," she said. Aitken is a former federal prosecutor, and her candidacy is backed by the city's police and firefighter unions. "They trust me to implement policies that will really move the ball on making neighborhoods safer," she said. Aitken also addressed her concern about the city's transparency and fairness after the FBI's investigation of former Mayor Harry Sidhu's alleged involvement in corruption related to the sale of Angel Stadium. "We can do a better job of tightening our lobbyists' rules. Obviously, there were some holes that allowed the current council majority and the mayor to run roughshod over City Hall," she said. "Make sure people are easily able to access who is supporting candidates, not only during campaign season but throughout their term." Sidhu has since resigned, and Councilman Trevor O'Neill, who is also running in the race, has temporarily assumed the role of mayor. Also in the running are nonprofit executive Lori Galloway and water systems operator Dick Lopez. Aitken also ran for Anaheim mayor in 2018 and received 32% of the vote, but lost to Sidhu by less than 1%. Regarding the now-defunct sale of Angel Stadium, Aitken said the local government should be an advocate of taxpayer protection, and she would like to bring back the name of Anaheim to the baseball team. "The Angels are under contract to play at the stadium until at least 2029. After the scandal broke last spring, team owner Arte Moreno said he was seeking to possibly sell the team. If such a change would occur," Aitken said, she would like the city to work with the new owner on a blueprint of the stadium to develop mixed-used housing around the area and figure out a path that would satisfy the organization while keeping Anaheim's character. "To work with them and educate them about not just what their vision for Anaheim is, but who Anaheim is, what is the Anaheim way, and what are Anaheim values," she said.